USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States has a vital obligation to defend other NATO countries. Speaking to House Democrats in Philadelphia, Biden saying the second the United States sends in any sort of American forces to fight in Ukraine, it's the start of World War III. This, as President Biden says the U.S.'s ban on Russian energy imports is the reason why inflation is the worst it's been in 40 years. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, appearing on Fox News, says the issue has been around way before the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Inflation took off right after President Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID stimulus. It continues to grow, and very little, if any, is reflected from Russia, the war on gas prices.
USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
As the pain at the pump continues, more Americans say they're changing their spending habits.
U.S. consumers plan to cut spending on restaurant meals and movies if gasoline prices keep rising as Russia's invasion of Ukraine rattles the global economy, according to a new Reuters poll. 54% of U.S. adults expect to spend less on meals out if gasoline prices rise to over $6 a gallon. 49% said they would trim spending on movies and other entertainment. Some 60% said they would not drive as far for leisure activities. AAA said the average nationwide price at the pump is about $4.32 per gallon.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade deliberately and killing six people in Wisconsin, will go to trial in October. Brooks Jr. appearing in court on Friday, where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
RVs line up Monday at the crack of dawn to snag a good spot along Turn 2 at Phoenix Raceway. Watching the race on top of an RV from just outside the track provides an interesting perspective, as Matt from Scottsdale, Arizona, explains to me.
When you're here watching them, you can see that every car is on the edge. It's going as fast as the car will go. There's no coasting, which, you know, on TV, it's hard to tell that.
And you can probably see, too, the ones that are much faster than the others.
Yeah. Well, like the one year we were here, Joey Logano won it, but he was coming down on different lines. You could see him just looking for the spot. He was very aggressive about being faster and faster, and you could tell right at the beginning.
It's spring forward this weekend, unless you live in Arizona or Hawaii, which are the only two states that don't change their clocks twice a year. A congressional committee met Wednesday to discuss the pros and cons on the twice annual clock change. And finally, your dog may be depressed. A new survey out of the UK found 74% of dog owners felt their canine companion was showing behaviors related to mental health issues, including depression and anxiety. Signs included loss of appetite, loss of interest in activities they usually enjoy, and destructive behavior. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.